wonderful world of wine.
Oh, I thought it said with Georgie Semios. That's what I say. He's a bit late today because it's been such a busy, busy footy day with the big news around of Nathan Buckley passing on. Georgie, welcome. Nathan's got a bit of a role. He had a role with Wolfplas as an ambassador. What can you come up with now for him?
I'm not sure. Good morning, gents. He did some stuff with Wolfplas last couple of years just to promote a promotion that was on to win some tickets to the grand final for the next 10 years. And the spent some time with the winemaking team and actually blended his own wine, which was called Buck's Blend, and actually he did a bloody good job. He picked Cabernet and Shiraz, being a good South Australian boy, and he really put together a smart little wine, actually.
How do you get one of those ambassadorial roles, George?
Well, I just heard that you got wine off Richie Vandenberg. God help us that you two are wine influencers now. I never thought that would happen, but anyway, clearly you are.
It's called the Hidden Sea, by the way, and it was a very nice drop. Have you tried it?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, it's a good little wine, actually. Yeah, he does a good job, Richie. The family's been making wine for a long time, or growing grapes for a long time.
You know Wolfie well. Can you put a good word in for Gary and I?
To be ambassadors? I'm not sure. We'll have to pick a brand that fits you two guys. I think Wolfplas, very awarded winery, most awarded winery in Australia, and kicked a lot of first. So I'll have to just look back at the record of you two guys and see if you fit the bill or not.
Have you got a question for George? Now is the time to send it in, Gary.
I'm going to do a 10-pack.
A what?
A 10-box of wine. Don't worry. I was going to say something that I can't, honestly, at 8:45, I can't put up with the abuse that would come my way if I went on with what I was about to say.
Did you watch either State of Origin last night, George?
I did. Oh, my God. Blues were good, weren't they? Oh. They're ever going to win a game and stick it up the Queenslanders. It was last night. They did a good job.
They're unbelievable. Talking about claret, did you see all that claret running down the cheek of Nathan Cleary last night? What type of red do you reckon it was?
It had a little bit of a Grenache feel to it. It was pretty thick in colour and they couldn't put the top back on it, could they? It kept coming out.
Unbelievable.
Georgie, this message came first thing this morning, so I want to get to it. I'm not having a crack at you guys. It says I've sent a message for the wine segment for the last 6 weeks. On the trot, you get millions of messages. I'm just after a wine for my son, born in February this year. I want to open up on his 18th birthday. Can you pass that on to Georgie, please? He's been trying for a long time. What can you recommend?
Yeah, look, I think the number one winery that most people mark an occasion with is clearly Penfolds. So depending on what your budget is, you go and buy something from Penfolds. I reckon a good, honest wine for about $120 is Sonnery, and you buy a bottle of that this year, which would be the 2017 wine, but then you wait until probably 2024, when the 2021 Sonnery comes out. And so you'd have two. You'd have the one that the baby was actually born, and then the one from the actual birth year. So I reckon that's the trick. And a mate of mine actually did that and bought a Sonnery in the year, and then he's bought one ever since. So he's going to have 20-odd bottles to give to the young fellow when he's at a good age.
Hutchie,
I said Nathan Buckley had passed on. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Passed on as coach of...
That's
some
right.
People just tuned in this morning and thought, hello, buried the lead.
Hutchie took a significant amount of money off us last year during COVID, George, and he was kind enough to give Gary a golf stick and me a magnum of Grange. I've got a significant birthday coming up this year. How many people should I invite to share that magnum of Grange? How many people will it go around to or for?
Magnum being two bottles, really, so 1.5 litres. Based on your generosity and your consumption, I reckon you'd be just drinking it with Susie. It'd just be the two of you, won't it?
Andy's old work, mate. Surely.
I think you get a dozen around and you'll all have a good session with that one.
Is there something you should, if you get a Magnum, because a lot of people do give Magnums to people as a special gift. Gary received one in the mail yesterday.
From the people of Langmuir.
Just Gary, not me. It was a nice Magnum of Grenache. Is there something special you need to do about a Magnum before you drink it?
The good thing about Magnums is that we've seen over decades that they do last longer. So if you're looking to buy a milestone wine for a child born or a wedding anniversary or something, then try to find a Magnum. They cost you more, obviously, but They do last longer. It's all the relationship of the amount of glass to the liquid that's in there. As far as preparation goes, I would treat it exactly like a 750 ml. If it's a younger wine, then maybe decant it. You just probably need a large decanter or two small ones, and then put it back into the bottle to pour it from. But they're good to have, and they're impressive in the cellar.
State of origin, nice. Obviously, last night. Which of the Australian wine, which state does the best wine varieties?
Yeah, it's always a bit of a debate, and I think Australia does good things in every state. But if I had to pick something, I think in Western Australia, I think I'd go to Cabernet, with Chardonnay as a close follower. South Australia, it's clearly Shiraz. Victoria's an interesting one, because as much as I love the fortifieds and Shirazes, I think the cooler climate Chardonnay that Vic makes is great. Tassie's got Pinot nailed. ACT, I think, is Riesling. New South Wales, probably Semillon. I do like Hunter Semillon. You don't see one down here. And then Queensland's an interesting one with their sort of warmer climate, but the high altitude stuff. We're starting to see things like Tempranillo and Vermentino and things like that. So probably new age varieties, which is going to be really exciting. And then the NT, I suppose, would still be the Darwin Stubbies.
Sorry, guys. What was the exact name of the Penfolds? What Penfolds?
St. Henri.
St. Henri. Yeah, St. Henri.
St. Henri. Yep.
So that's STHENRI for that person out there.
Correct.
What's the recommendations this week, Georgie boy?
We've gone to Barossa Valley. We've got a smart little, I think, $20 to $25 Shiraz from Elderton. So Elderton Shiraz. ELDERTON Shiraz from the Barossa Valley.
Ooh, very nice. How much?
20 to 25 bucks?
20 to 25, yeah. Around that nice little mark that we like to find good wines at.
Have you got a white recommendation as well around that mark this week or not?
Why don't we look at something like the Giant Steps Chardonnay from the Yarra Valley. You'll buy that at around that price, and it's pretty easy to find.
And it's been a tough winter so far, or a tough season so far for Carlton fans. Have you got a little something for them maybe to drown their sorrows at the moment?
Oh, I tell you what, they probably need large bottles. But I think maybe with Carlton, what they should do is, 1995, they won a premiership. They should get a 95 Grange, put it in a brown paper bag, because they used to have a lot of them back then. And then get a couple of clean skins and put them in the brown paper bags, and then pick one blind and then drink that, because that's sort of where they're at the moment with the review, isn't it? So I reckon get a suite of wines and pick one blind. Lucky dip.
Or they could get one of Tom Atkins' stubbies. That'll keep them going for a while. Hey, Georgie, beautiful. Great to talk to you again. Sorry I was a little bit late today. We'll do it all again next Thursday.
No worries, Jen. See
you. Go, Georgie.
Samios, who's been in rare form, is yet to miss. So his recommendation today was an Elderton Shiraz, Barossa Valley, 20 to 25 bucks. The Langmuir Grenache, which he recommended to me, I went out and tried and loved. And they were very generous in sending one in.
Yes, so, sending one. Does it.
The West doesn't drink a Grenache. You're not a Grenache man.
I had a Grenache at the weekend. In fact, I enjoyed the Grenache at the weekend.
No, you're only saying that.